This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I was just thinking about one of my cats here that walked across the mixer and prevented me from jumping on the broadcast yesterday morning, until the last couple of seconds. I had to figure out exactly which buttons this cat stepped on. Crawling across the studio desk. Well, I'm all excited today. It's Friday, and I hope you're all cocked and locked. And hour number one is Kathy in Ohio, domestic engineering. Hour number two, Bert in California will be dialing in, and he will be interviewing me about preparedness. If you'd like to call, we will pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. Thank you, Jason. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I am so well. I really am. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with you today, and I'm looking forward to learning about domestic engineering and how we can make it better. You know, we're locked down in a lot of places, either voluntarily or involuntarily. We've got to make the best of what we have. It's difficult to get some things, like toilet paper right now is more difficult to get, at least around here, paper products. I mean, you can find them online, but right under that it says out of stock. I believe that prices are going to continue going up. I like cat food, dog food, things like that. Sam's Club has, if you have that $100 a year membership, free shipping, and it doesn't work so well all the time because now they charge you. Even though you have free shipping, you still have to pay $3.99 to have some item shipped, and that's Sam's Club. So companies are changing the rules mid-game. They lie to us. They cheat us, and there's not much we can do. Not much we can do right now other than expose the criminality and the lies and the cheating. And so here we are. And so, Kathy, you've got some suggestions for us.
I do. I have some sewing tips, and these are not difficult. I have some grocery and some garden ideas that I'm doing right now and dealing with right now. So I'd like to talk about whichever of those you would like to talk about first.
Well, why don't we start with the sewing? We'll do it in the order that you mentioned.
Okay.
Sewing.
Okay, Vince, about 2 years ago, I got a set of sheets, and they were too short. You couldn't even tuck them in at the very bottom, and they were expensive sheets. And a friend had given me some because she was moving and she didn't need them. So what I did was I have rolls of muslin on a roll that I keep in my sewing room, but I also had old sheets that I could use, like white or beige or what really doesn't matter, but these happen to be like a beige color. So what I did was I figured out how much I needed at the bottom of the sheet, and I cut off the old sheet. Let's say I needed 12 inches. So I would cut 13 just so I would have enough for a seam allowance. So I cut that off the old sheet, and I added it to the new sheet, and you can either double stitch it, or you, like me, I stitched it, and I have what is called a serger, which it cuts it finishes at the same time. It gives you like four times strength, and it finishes the seam so it won't ravel. So I did that on two separate sets of sheets that I had because they would never stay tucked in. There just wasn't enough length on the sheet. So that's something that if you have sheets that you're having that issue with, you can buy cotton, but it's expensive to buy it that way. So if you happen to have old sheets, or you can even buy, like, muslin is fairly inexpensive. You can buy a piece. You can even piece it if you have to. I happen to have it wide enough for what I needed. But you can piece it because it's going to be tucked in and nobody's going to see it anyway.
I've got a comment about that. So back in the 1970s when I was at the university, there were some hippies, and they were pretty clever about some things. And what happened is, like, sometimes they would outgrow their blue jeans, like guys. And what they would do is they would extend the length of the legs of the blue jeans by adding another kind of material around where the legs were too short of the blue jeans, so 2 or 3 inches, mostly 2 inches. So it could be some kind of a frilly fabric, you know, that was durable. And they would just sew it on. And what girls would do is they would take a pair of blue jeans and they would rip them with a ripper, and they would make a skirt out of a pair of slacks, if you will, blue jean slacks. Have you seen those, Kathy?
Oh, yeah. I think I did that with some of the jeans when I grew. Some people use like a piece of fringe for decorative, yeah, women, or they took a piece of like lace or a pretty trim. People even did that with their skirt. As you grew, as your skirt got too short, you would add a piece of trim 2-3 inches on the bottom of it. But yeah, I did that while I was growing in high school. If they got too short, I would just add a piece of any kind of ribbon or trim to the bottom or something that looked nice. It wasn't like girly looking, but something like that.
Right, right. So what we're talking about is necessity is the mother of invention. So when things get difficult, you figure out how to do things that maybe you might not have done in the past. And the Great Depression, the first Great Depression, was where a lot of that happened. That's where my parents, I guess, learned that you don't throw it away until it's absolutely positively worn out. Absolutely. Can't do anything else with it, then you can throw it away. But if there's another use for it, now you still keep it. And that's what we do. I mean, think about even newspapers. You know, I don't know if anybody takes the newspaper anymore, but, you know, there were those days back in the 50s, 60s, 70s where people got the newspaper delivered. And what do you do with the newspaper? Well, some people would put them in the garage and then tie them up and then, you know, send them off to be recycled. Some people would use them for bedding for animals. Okay. Some people would spread them around the garage floor if they were going to paint, you know, some furniture or something like that, you know, outdoor furniture. So there was always uses, second, third, fourth uses for things. And that's the way it is here at the farm. You know, when we get things shipped in from ordering online, and sometimes we even order dog food online, cat food, and sometimes it comes in boxes, and we keep the boxes. We cut them so that they lie flat, and then the next thing that we do with them is if we're going to work in their automotive shop or under a tractor, that's where they go to pick up the spills, or to catch the spills. And then when they have too much oil on them, then they go in the fire, and they produce heat. That's what we do. We don't throw anything away until it's absolutely beyond using for another time. That's how it is here at the farm. And is it that way at your place, Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, I've been saving newspapers, and I went out in my garden, and I tried to put them down, but the wind's been so incredibly strong here lately that it's really tough to even work out and keep them from blowing away before I can get them down. But I'll put down 3-4 layers at least, maybe just a whole section, and then I've been putting a piece of cardboard over the top and chopped up leaves, and then I rolled out like some old fencing, and I put fencing down and put like cinder block on top of it just so it protects my garden, and I can use that as a source of mulch and enriching the garden. But yeah, I do the same thing. I save all that. My husband uses the cardboard under his vehicle when he's working on them or changing the oil.
Yep. And those, when you put newspaper or cardboard in your garden and you lay it flat, it keeps the moisture there. And it's like a magnet for worms. And the worms really help amend the soil. So it's a great way to go. We usually use plastic. Here's my thought on this. If the box is virgin and it's made in the United States of America, I think it might be safe. But if the box is a reused Chicom box or a box from abroad, I would not use them because who knows what was in it before it was cardboard. Okay? So they, and you can tell, you can tell the virgin boxes, they're a different color, different feel, different texture, and they're certainly stronger. But if you look at the Chinese boxes, they're flimsy, they can barely make the trip to your home. So you might want to keep that in mind, class. Kathy, what else do you have for us?
Vince, I know I mentioned this before, but it's something that I'll just quickly bring it up again. We were talking about sheets or towels or washcloths. If you have the opportunity, just run a row of stitching all the way around it and keep those stitches locked in. If you look at the stitching on a lot of the washcloth sheets and towels now, a lot of it's pretty long. It's normally supposed to be 12 to 14 stitches per inch, but a lot of them are 6 to 8 stitches per inch now. And when you get to a, let's say you have a washcloth and the edges are folded over, it's like a big bump at each end of it. It's like thicker because they just folded that over. There's a little tool called, it's called a jean-a-ma-jig, like jeans, like G-E-A-N. And it looks like a little plate and it has an upside down U in it. And you put that under your presser foot. So if you're getting into a heavy seam, like a jean seam on the inseam where it's thick, or you're doing like edges of these washcloths or towels that are so thick, you can put it behind your presser foot and it keeps the presser foot level so that you can actually sew on it. So they're not, mine is really old. I don't even know what they run now. I don't think they'd be more than $10 or $12. But I use mine all the time for any kind of a seam, because otherwise if your presser foot goes way up, a lot of times it will force your needle forward or backward and you'll break your needle or it just won't go through it. So I always recommend slow way down when you get to those seams, and you'll preserve your towel that way, because once it starts to unravel a seam and it goes into the towel, then except for just using a zigzag, doesn't look that nice if you do it that way. But you'll preserve your towels and your sheets if you do that. So I'm just recommending that if you can get one of those little tools, that, again, it's called a jean-a-ma-jig. And if you look online, they still have them online. But that's something I always recommend. I spent like an hour the other day. I bought a bunch of washcloths. And I just went all the way around on all the washcloths just to reinforce them so that as I wash them and use them, they don't start fraying and coming apart on the edges.
Two quick comments, class. Presser foot, P-R-E-S-S-E-R, foot. That's the foot on the sewing machine that presses down on the material that you're sewing. And jean-a-ma-jig is spelled J-E-A-N-A-M-A-J-I-G. Jean-a-ma-jig. We'll be right back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and we're learning domestic engineering today. And if you want to buy a Gina Majig, you can find them on the Internet. They're about $2.99, unless you get it on Amazon and they raise the price because they have, you know, shipping included. Kathy, what's next?
This, when you have a pair of shorts, pajama bottoms, anything with an elastic waistband, they call it a casing. It's just that the fabric is folded over and sewed so that you can insert elastic through there. A lot of times, as you wear them, the elastic doesn't last that long. It gets brittle. But you can open it up with a seam ripper, just maybe 2-3 inches. And if the elastic is something where you can pull it out, you can just cut it, pull that elastic out, and put a new piece of elastic in. What I recommend is take a big safety pin, anything you can get into that opening, put it on one end of the elastic, just put it in, close it, and then just scrunch it all the way through. Measure it, well, I should have said before you do that, measure it around your waist or wherever the area is going. It could be your wrist if it's a cuff or something. Measure it, add an inch or two, just so that you've got enough room to work with. Then I take a piece of a safety pin and I work it all the way through the elastic and I pull it through. And then I take the other piece once I get it all the way through. I run both of those through that safety pin and through the fabric and I close it and then I try it on. Then you can adjust it to how tight or how loose you want it. Then all you have to do is stitch that elastic a few times and then tuck it in. I mean, it'll go back in the casing and then stitch the casing down again. Just stitch it. I know it's hard to visualize because it's something that's much easier if I could show it. But sometimes you have waistbands where they sewed the elastic all the way through where you can't take it out, like gym shorts or those nylon basketball shorts. So if you're not going to tuck your shirt in, what you can do with those is you can take a piece of like bias tape, or for a woman, you could take like a wide ribbon, and you could sew on the top of that ribbon and then the bottom of that ribbon all the way around and leave an opening. Finish the edges, leave an opening of an inch or two, and then you can just, you could put elastic through that, or you could put like a drawstring. If it was a guy, you could put like a big drawstring so you could still use them. Because a lot of times the fabric is fine, it's just the elastic gets brittle, especially if you put them in the dryer a lot. So you can reuse your shorts that way. I didn't want to go on forever about it, but it was just something that it saves you from having to buy new pajama bottoms or something where your elastic is worn out.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, how about what causes the elastics to fail prematurely? At least in my world, I believe that washing clothes with chlorine bleach causes the fabric to fail faster, meaning wear out faster. I also believe that washing in hot water rather than just cold water causes the fabric to wear out faster. And, of course, you mentioned the dryer. Using an electric or gas dryer causes the fabric to wear out faster. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with all three, and age has something to do with it. Sometimes the elastic will just wear out. Like I've gone in my drawer where I keep my elastic, and sometimes the old elastic, it just gets brittle just sitting there because it's got that rubber component to it. The other thing is a lot of times I'll hang up anything with delicate elastic in it. I hang it up to dry on a hanger or with a clothespin if it's winter in the house, but it, in the summer if it's outside. But, yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. So what I learned from my mom, probably in the 1960s, is if she bought some clothing, let's say a top or a shirt or slacks, she would say to the salesperson, "May I take that on the hanger rather than have them fold it and put it in the bag?" And they'd say, "Sure." Because they would throw the hangers away back then, their plastic hangers. Literally, they just throw them away. So for, 40 years, we've been collecting hangers. And those are the hangers that we use to hang our clothes in the house or outside. We hang jeans on them. We hang socks on them. We hang shirts on them. And that is our clothes dryer. And we have a clothes dryer. We just never used it.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Republican incumbents. The bus tour will take them through Canton and Gainesville. Karl Rove on Fox, working with the Republicans, takes a look at what's at stake for conservatives in the Georgia Senate runoffs the first week of January.
If we don't control and have a Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, then they're going to have, as you said earlier, a clear path to this nutty agenda, get rid of the 60-vote rule, and pass every nutty nostrum and lock in a governing Democratic left majority for decades to come.
Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. A rapper who said he was making a tribute to legendary New York City hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan was recorded shooting a flamethrower from atop of an occupied city bus. The video shot in Brooklyn earlier this month gained national attention after the police union used it as an example of New York City becoming less safe. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As election results are still in dispute, many believe the American people will be ready to move on once all the checks and balances are complete. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Americans will accept the presidential election results once all the votes are counted and recounts are finished.
Every legal vote should be counted, every recount should be finished, and every legal challenge should be heard, and the state should finish their work.
California Republicans saying there are still some election results outstanding.
We're still counting a number of congressional districts that are still out there that have not been called yet.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Whether or not Aunt Emily and Uncle Eddie make the cut at your Thanksgiving table this year, good news at the grocery store. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has some good tidings.
Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, but one thing will still be consistent. Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person, and down $2 from a year ago. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. That even leaves room for leftovers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Last day, God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy in Ohio is with us, and she's teaching us about domestic engineering. And Sharon is calling in, another USA Prepares instructor from Montana. Welcome, Sharon.
Good morning. Kathy, I get such a kick out of listening to you. We think so similar. I have extended blankets that kept coming untucked by using old sheets. So But what I wanted to know is if maybe you would be willing to share your homemade dishwasher soap recipe you mentioned a few weeks ago, and I've been trying to catch it and see if you would come back on with that. We just recently got a good dishwasher for once in my life, and I would rather not have to buy the little tabs and everything. So if you wouldn't mind sharing that, I would really appreciate it, and I just really, really enjoy all your ideas, and I get a kick out of it.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. Yes, I have it right here because I realized I forgot to share it the other day. So I have it right here. What I do is I mix it up in a big Tupperware container. But it's proportion that you, this is the proportion. It's equal parts of borax and baking soda. And I normally do like 4 cups each. And then I have been adding a little bit of citric acid in my dishwasher, the little cup, the dry cup, maybe a teaspoon or two. And it really seems to get rid of any of the buildup that gets into your dishwasher and leaves spots on your glasses. I buy it in bulk. I buy it in like 10-pound bags. Unfortunately, I can only find it online. I can't find it locally. But it's about $22, $24 for a 10-pound bag online. But I take the borax and the baking soda, and I just put it in a big bowl, and I stir it up real good. And then I put about a tablespoon to a tablespoon and a half into the little cup. And then, right, I have another little opening right next to the big cup, and I put the citric acid in there, and that's what I use.
Oh, that sounds great. I actually have all those items, too, so that will work. Excellent. That's all I wanted to ask. Thank you so much.
May I make one comment before you go, Sharon?
Sure.
I just wanted to tell both of you ladies that each and the class that each one of you has commented about the other off air with me in glowing, glowing terms. So I just wanted to say, Sharon, Kathy has spoken very highly of you, and Kathy, Sharon has spoken very highly of you. So I just wanted to share that. And thank you both.
Thanks a lot. Okay, I'll let you get back to what you're saying. I can't wait to hear more. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, that was Sharon in Montana. Kathy, what's next?
Vince, I have a couple just real quick sewing things, and then I've got some grocery things I'd like to get out if I can. If you're sewing, or even if you know you have thread that is really old, you can put it in the freezer for a couple days, and it will re-moisturize it. And a lot of times you can tell if you're sewing on your machine if the thread keeps breaking. Sometimes it's a needle issue, sometimes it's a fabric or a tension issue, but if all those things are good, then just try putting that thread in the freezer for a day or two and seeing if that doesn't help. And if it doesn't help, then I'll just throw it away, or you could use it for hand sewing, but even then it's kind of brittle. But that was just one quick thing.
When you do this, Kathy, when you do this, do you put it in the freezer in a baggie that's sealed, or do you let the moisture from the surrounding food, etc., bags, boxes, accumulate on the thread? And then when you take it out, do you put it in a baggie, or do you just put it in raw and take it out raw?
I've just done the latter, so put it in raw, take it out raw.
Okay.
Stick it on a little shelf where it's not on the food, and just let it freeze for a couple days, and it just re-moisturizes it, because I do have thread. Some of the odder colors, that's older. And then if you just let it come back to room temperature, it only takes a few hours, and then you can try using it again later on that day or the next day.
Mm-hmm. We have thread here in our farmhouse that's 100 years old. And, I've inherited it. It's been passed down, and it still works, and it's made out of cotton. It's so old that it was wound on wooden spools. Wooden spools. And they were stamped with
it. I have some of that, too.
Yeah. From the 1920s. Yes, please continue, Kathy.
The other thing I wanted to mention is we both have two recliners in our family room. And even though we try to take our shoes off most of the time, it's still when you sit there, whether you have your socks on or slippers, we, in our last house, we both got a stain in front of there just from the use of sitting there, sitting in the same chair all the time. But what I did was I went to the store and I found small little carpets that with a binding on them that matched the carpet pretty similar to what we have. And I put one in front of each chair. That way, if we move the furniture around, you're not going to see a spot where we wore that carpet out or we stained it. And I actually went around with my machine, my sewing machine, and I stitched the binding because I could see that it was coming off because the stitches were huge. They were probably only 3 stitches per inch. So I went on my machine and I stitched the binding on it really good. So that was just 2 tips. Like, it helps preserve your carpeting if you are sitting in the same chair all the time or in the same position, whether it's at a desk or something. If you just put like a little mat or a carpet there in front of you, you can kind of help preserve your carpeting.
Okay, I've got a comment. It's slightly tangential. When we built our house, we bought shingles, and we bought shingles to cover the roof, and I bought extra, and I bought them all of the same dye lot. So if you buy shingles and you order enough and then you do the job a couple months later and you go buy some more, you might find it's a different dye lot and the shingles that are the same brand, same manufacturer, same color might not match because it'd be a different dye lot. So what I do and have done is I buy more shingles than I need and I keep them so that, you know, when the storms hit and some of the shingles blow off or need to be replaced, I have the same exact dye lot that was used when we built the house. So, similar way of protecting what you have and caring for it. So, I absolutely agree with what you're saying, Kathy. And I'm in the studio right now, and under the studio desk is an oriental rug. And to protect the, and I have a chair with 5 casters on it. And I have a mat, one of those plastic mats. So, when I roll around on the chair, it doesn't destroy the rug. So, I'm with you. Why ruin what you have if you can protect it for, you know, a small amount of extra expenditure? I'm with you.
Yeah, it just makes sense, Vince. I mean, especially when you've learned a mistake you've done before. You learn from it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Are you going to talk about groceries next?
Yeah. Okay, Vince, I was doing a little research, and I came across some facts for people who shop at Aldi. Now, I know that we're not out that much, and I'm not out that much, but there are times when I do go there for certain things like fresh produce. If I'm going out, I'll go in. But there's a few things that I learned that will help save if you go to Aldi. They have a double back guarantee. So if you buy something that's of poor quality, if you go back to the store, they will give you double back your money if there's something wrong with the product. If it's moldy or broken, or if, as long as it's like their product. So that's one thing, and they will replace it for you too. The other thing I learned was they have their own spices there, and most of them are costing around $1. And I learned that those are from McCormick. They're the leftover McCormick spices. So you're getting a pretty good quality spice if you need them at this particular time. And some of the stores, from what I'm reading, there's the spices are hit and miss. They're limited. You can't find, like, it's fully stocked like you used to be able to do. So that, I thought, was a pretty good piece of advice. Like, at least you know you're getting something that's halfway decent. The other thing they mentioned was Wednesday mornings are when they normally mark down, when they have markdowns, because that's when their ads are. Their ads are from Wednesday to the next Wednesday. So if when you're going in the store, you'll see little stickers on manager special or markdown. And from what I understand, most stores mark them down on Wednesday morning. So that's something to look for, especially if, like, okay, I can plan my week around going on that day. You might be able to save some money. Very well. I haven't gotten on, but what they said was there's an online employee page where some of the employees share secrets about some of their sales and what they do. It's called Reddit, R-E-D-I-T. I just found out about it. I've just been real busy with grandkids, so I haven't had a chance to get online to look it out. But apparently they get on and share some of their tips and their secrets about what they have on sale or what you can do. The other thing they said was if you are in the store and you see an employee or the employee manager, you can ask the manager, do you have any markdowns? And some of the people that I was reading the comments online said that, let's say they had cereal or whatever item they had, they would go to the manager and said, oh, you know, do you have any markdowns? And they said sometimes the manager will say, oh, are you going to buy that? And they'll mark down certain items for them just as a courtesy to the customer. I didn't know that. I've never done it, but I didn't know that. So I thought, well, that might help, if, especially if it's something that, like, they only have one or two left. Maybe they'll mark it down so they can clear it out of the store.
Okay, I've got a comment about Aldi.
Okay.
I have a quick comment about Aldi. Yes, they do have that double back guarantee. So let's say you buy something, as Kathy said, and it's not what you thought. Let's say it's defective. Well, if you bring it back, they will give you another one. Presumably it's not defective. And they'll give you the money that you spent to buy it back as well. So you get your money back and you get a replacement. Well, we bought some pasta and it had bugs in it. And we brought it back. And they would only give us a credit. They would not give us a replacement and money back. So they reneged on their double back guarantee. Now, that's in Lebanon, Missouri. So I'm just saying that that's Aldi. So Aldi is not as good as it used to be. It used to be top of the line. Well, they replaced their manager. They've got a different person there. And the rules have changed, at least in the local Aldi. So we don't go there anymore. We don't go to that Aldi. If anyone goes, it would have to be at a different Aldi, but not the one in Lebanon, Missouri. So I just wanted to share that with you. Kathy and I will be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So it's not just Aldi that has bugs in their pasta. By the way, Kathy, when we returned the pasta to Aldi, we caused a national emptying of the shelves because of the bugs that were in their pasta. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. We did that at the Finelli family. And also, Great Value has the same problem. And I don't know if it's the same manufacturer that Aldi and Great Value use or what. But both of them have bugs before. And this is regular, you know, pasta, spaghetti, if you will. And why did we get those? Because that was all that was available at the time. So you may now, if you have bugs in your pasta, I would absolutely make sure that Walmart and Aldi know about it, and I wouldn't take it. I mean, I wouldn't stand for it. I would go back there if you're willing to go to the store, and be safe, of course, if you do that. But I would absolutely make sure that you got them to replace it. Or give you your money back. I wouldn't stand for substandard products like that. And that's what's happening. David in Illinois called and said that even in green beans, he's finding sticks and twigs and things. And that's right. Our food is going down in quality in America. It is. Kathy, what's next?
Well, Vince, you and I had talked about pasta before, and Sam's has a good price on their pasta. That you and I, was it like five something, I believe, for...
Yeah. It is, in my opinion... Kathy, have you tried it? Have you tried that particular pasta?
Yes, I have. I actually have. I went and got 3 boxes of it.
Okay. So do you want me to explain this, or do you want to explain this?
No, go ahead then.
Okay. So, class, Dr. Sheely's very concerned about wheat. And there's a belief that Italian pasta or European pasta does not have the chemicals that our wheat has. So I bought some pasta from Sam's Club. It's $4 and change per box of 6 pounds. There is no less expensive pasta anywhere on the planet that I've found. So if you have an account with them that is a $100 membership with free shipping, you can order one item. Or you can order a bunch of items. So if you want, you can try it. And for less than $5, that's tax excluded, you can get 6 pounds of pasta. And it's made in Italy, and it is by far, in my opinion, the best pasta on the planet. Comes in a red box, and it takes twice as long to cook, at least. It is more filling, and it is it would be more firm than what you would typically get with American pasta. It's better than every pasta on the planet. It is fabulous. And I sent Kathy an email, and I told her I bought it and I tried it. I sent it to her weeks ago. And I was anxious to hear what her review of it is. Is it everything I said, Kathy, or not?
No, it's very good, and you can tell the difference, Ben. I really like it. And to add to that, I did get, before this pandemic started, a couple years ago, Costco had their organic pasta from Italy, and it was 10 pounds. And it was like $12, which is a great price for organic pasta. And that's similar to what I tested them both. And they're similar. Same thing. They're firm. You can tell the difference. I thought the same thing. I thought that Italy does not have the GMO products in it, the wheat. So that's what I go for. Wherever I'm short, I either go to Sam's or I go to Costco and get their pasta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm trying to look it up right now. Sam's site is pretty slow. It's starting to come up. I can give you the exact information. Okay, Member's Mark Spaghetti Pasta, 1 pound packages. There are 6 1-pound packages in a cardboard box, and it is out of stock. Didn't used to be out of stock. But it is now, and it was about $5 or less. Well, no, they raised the price. It says $5.69. It was $4.68. So they raised the price. And they say it's top rated, and it is in my book. Kathy, what else do you have for us today?
Well, Vince, this is something talking about protecting our furniture. A couple years ago, I did ask for this for a Christmas present. They make a table runner that is washable, like you can wipe it down. It's like almost like a vinyl. And it's got like a foam in between, but they make them where they're heat resistant. And they go up to 350 degrees. And you can find them online. And they're wonderful. You can put, I don't put something scalding hot, but I can, any kind of warmer dishes I put on my table, it protects my wood table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's what, we protect all our furniture. Our furniture is all wood, and it's all antiques that my mom has bought. It probably was painted with several coats of paint, and then she stripped it all. And so everything we have here in the house is old, and it's been hand refinished by my mom, so we protect it. We even have the old icebox that my grandmother had from the 1900s, 1920s. Kathy, thanks so much for being with us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.